live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 33 of Email Marketing Today. I'm Brent Schroyer, and today in the studio, we have Ross Kramer, Brandon Brophy, and Megan Willett. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yep. And we thought that we'd talk today a little bit about a white paper that Megan is about to release called Email Deliverability, Six Steps to Maintain a Positive Reputation in 2010. And one of the things we're going to talk about here is the Wheel of Deliverability. I've been wanting to use that effect since we got this soundboard, like, what, 33 episodes ago. So, first of all, let's just kind of dive into it here and talk about kind of some of the components of the Wheel of Deliverability, including user complaints. Brandon, what do you think? User complaints being one of the kind of biggest chunks here in our wheel.
Still the prime factor when it comes to deliverability, and definitely should be the foremost thought in the marketer's mind. You know, you got to be delivering targeted, relevant messages more than you ever have before now because of some of the other factors we'll go into later. But the complaints are still probably the biggest thing that they use to factor whether or not your email is delivered at all.
Not if you use free in the subject line. I thought that was number one.
right. Back in 1998.
Well, see, that's part of the wheel, but it's a much smaller chunk, much smaller segment than it would have been back in 1998, 99, you know.
Now, bro, if you are coming back from the MOG show, MOG conference, MOG get-together. In Philly two weeks ago?
Yep, that was in Philadelphia a couple weeks ago.
Messaging Anti-Abuse Working Group. Your brethren of techies.
Yeah.
At MOG. And apparently you're like sworn to secrecy. You can't anything that happens down there.
Yes, absolutely. I was sworn to secrecy. No blogging, tweeting. I didn't see talking, though, on there. Could I get away with it?
But I'm sure they talked about user complaints, right?
And definitely. Kind of it's still a big thing. All the postmasters from the major players out there were there, and it was still one of the prime things they were talking about is they care. At the end of the day, they care. They don't care about our email. They care about their users.
That's their user-generated content, not in the form of videos or blog posts or user reviews.
Yep.
Well, they're kind of reviewing the spam that they receive. Or the legitimate mail. I know that there's a number of studies that are out there that say how much legitimate mail is, you know, reported as spam.
Yeah. False positives, so to speak, but it's in the eye of the beholder. It's subjective. So if they say it's spam, they count it as spam. But on the opposite end of the spectrum, really good fact and something that Megan alludes to in the white paper, people clicking that this is not spam when a message is in the junk folder is a huge lift. That's a big reputation boost for a sender. They call them the ISP postmasters all called them rescues.
Rescues, interesting. Can you say that?
I can, because that was not at MOG. That was actually at the show I was at last week through the DMA reputation seminar.
Well, there's also been quite a bit of talk about the possibility of some of the ISPs looking beyond beyond the spam report and looking at actual opens and clicks and activity like that. Basically, going using that almost as a secondary check.
Yeah. And that might become primary, actually. At that DMA reputation deliverability seminar that I was at last week, everybody was alluding to the fact that engagement metrics could be leading the future of reputation and that it could be domain-based instead of IP-based. So there's a lot of factors going on in this space that we'll be on the forefront of to make sure everybody's aware as best as we can.
So what do you think is going to happen there? Are the – obviously, the receivers that are disconnected from the email experience, like a Semantic Brightmail or Postini, for example, that's just doing gateway monitoring or that type of stuff, they're not going to be able to see if you've opened the message or you've read the message or things like that, where the Yahoos of the world and the Hotmails and the Gmails will be able to see – Brent, what's your guess? Is your guess that they'll use JavaScript to see how you are interfacing with the email? Will they be appending their own tracking onto our tracking links?
That's kind of what my feelings were, is that, you know, you may have some kind of link switched out there, but I, you know, who knows? Who knows until we really start to see it. But as far as your other question,
if you do know, mail podcast at listtrack.com.
But you know,
free USB
branded drive
awaits you.
But when you're talking about all the different other ways, you know, going beyond the Yahoos and those that are starting to do these different practices, I mean, that's why, again, kind of, you still have these other chunks on the wheel. You know, you still do have to pay attention to your spam score, even though it's not as big a deal as it was, you know, a number of years ago. It's still something that you want to continue to watch. Your size, volume, frequency, content, engagement, domain, spam trap hits, third-party reputation services, and sending infrastructure are all parts of the wheel of deliverability.
Way too much fun with that.
Brent, when do we know when said white paper, including said wheel, will be available?
Well, we have it Megan here in the studio. So, oh, tomorrow?
Fabulous. Yeah, we're hoping tomorrow. And the wheel will be posted on our website. You'll be able to click on the different categories to get a brief description, and that way you'll know. I know that there's a lot that goes into reputation and deliverability, which is why I put together the wheel.
Megan, what wheel is that? What
wheel
is
that? The wheel of deliverability.
Can we get somebody to code it up so it spins automatically? A random thing that it lands on is what you learn about.
Yeah. Talk to our professional services team for that.
But yeah, our resources site at onlisttrack.com, you'll be able to get that and download that tomorrow.
Brandon, in your travels and the things that you can talk about that won't get you kicked out of any secret deliverability societies that you are a member of, what else should marketers be looking at in 2010 to make sure that their reputation and their deliverability is clean and green, even if they are, say, a good mailer? A good mailer, yeah. Not a yes. Customer of good mail.
Correct, yeah.
Or an employee.
Yeah, watch yourself.
I still think, like I mentioned, domain-based, you'll notice on the wheel, it's small right now. It doesn't play a huge factor, but your domain will matter moving forward almost as much as, if not equal to, what your IP will, because spammers can so quickly change IPs. They're expecting good senders to maintain a domain and maintain the reputation on that domain. Beyond that, back to the engagement metrics, you know, list hygiene, so to speak, making sure that you're managing your inactive members. You know, you don't just keep sending to people who have never opened, who don't obviously don't care about your message. Paring down your list, I know that's bad for us as an ESP, and it's, you know, most people don't want to hear shrink your list. But grow it in better ways. I mean, use organic growth. Make sure you're collecting email addresses at every point that you can on your site, and have a nice clean sign-up process, and make sure people know what they're going to get, how often, who from. It's a lot of the same, but they've changed the focus a little bit. I think it's definitely going to – the onus is going to be a lot more on the marketer to make sure that they're targeted and relevant moving forward.
It really builds on, you know, we've talked engagement quite a few times, and it really just kind of builds on that. I mean, you know, if you're not keeping up with, you know, cleaning your list and cleaning those off that aren't engaged, you know, you're already probably seeing some deliverability issues with the spam reports that you're receiving, or the invalid addresses that may still be sitting there on your address. So, you know, yeah, it just kind of builds on the best practices that we've been talking about for 33 episodes now, right?
What else is cooking in List Trackosphere?
Well, we did have a new launch this week. We launched an update to List Track where we updated our media library. The media library just, you know, really a much better user interface, a nice, you know, tree structure there, being able to upload as many files as you want to the media library, just easier to manage your files. And we also have some new browser support as well with List Track. We opened up the application for Safari and for Chrome.
Cool. Number of users enjoyed that.
Definitely pleased.
I know. The media library is Flash-based. Flash-based upload, Ajax-based tree controls, and things like that.
Yeah, it's real nice. It's real slick.
Yeah, so check that out for sure. And we've got some webinars coming up?
Oh, yeah. We have Stephanie Miller coming in from Return Path. She'll be talking about the 5 ways to improve your inbox placement and revenue. That's on November 18th from 1 to 2, and you can sign up for that now out at the website.
And we released some documentation on our success with CenterScore Certified and our customer, Turkey Hill. Brandon, I know you worked on that account.
Yep.
To get those guys certified with mm-hmm. CenterScore Certified. Mm-hmm. What type of challenges were they seeing?
So they were having a real, real big issue getting into the inbox at Hotmail, Hotmail MSN Live, the Microsoft network.
And the brand that we're talking about is like a beloved brand here in the Northeast. They're a ice cream manufacturer.
Love Turkey Hill ice dairy. Cream. Chocolate chip mint Turkey Hill ice cream is the best ice cream ever. I will put that out there. If you have not tried it, try it.
My father-in-law literally keeps a freezer stocked with this stuff, like in case of the apocalypse. He goes anytime that it's 2 for $5 and buys about 40 half gallons or whatever it is.
But did you have Turkey Hill up in Rochester?
We did not. Okay. No, not back in home in New York.
They are starting to sell their ice cream cakes all over the country now in different grocery stores.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Well, I know when the DM gals from DM News came down, they were talking about Turkey Hill being ice cream being available in New York City. But so we're not talking about a bulk mailer or any other, you know, and with a fairly sizable list size.
More interestingly enough, they aren't doing sales-based marketing with their email. This was informative. This was front-of-mind stuff. They weren't. I mean, when you talk about spam, you think of somebody trying to sell you, you know, make money quick schemes and stuff like that. They were sending out newsletters.
Ideas?
Oh, you know it. Always in the back of the pocket. It was relationship building stuff. How people could have seen it as spam was just unbelievable. And they didn't have a huge list. We weren't talking about them sending to a ton of people. And they were still having deliverability challenges because they hadn't monitored the stuff that we're talking about. They hadn't monitored their inactive users. They hadn't been getting rid of people who had signed up, you know, 2 years ago, and they just sort of decided, oh, we found this address laying around. We're going to put it back on our list because we know they wanted it before. And our initial efforts were, let's just send to your active people. Let's get them, you know, let's make sure that those who really, really want it are involved, and then we can expand your reach, so to speak, through the CenterScore certification program, and it worked great.
Perfect.
Yeah, just want to read off just this is, you know, some great stats here. Turkey Hill's delivery rate at Hotmail is now 99.94%, and the messages are delivered with images enabled. Open rates at Hotmail average 27%, and MSN open rates are even higher at 33.8%. So
wow.
Some good turnaround there.
Yep.
No doubt. Hotmail had a higher open rate than MSN?
No, lower. 27%, okay. MSN was 33.8.
Which oftentimes you see that due to with paid ISPs getting mm-hmm. higher open rates than the free ones.
And click rates increased 30%.
Fabulous. Well, for those of you that want to learn some more, Stephanie Miller will be here on our next webinar to talk more about that.
Yeah, and then
on our next podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have our really a rock star, I would say, in the SEO analytics world, Avinash Kushik from he's the evangelist for Google Analytics, and he's going to be putting a webinar on December 1st from 1 to 2. I'm really excited about that. I've seen Avinash speak at a couple different conferences, and he's always a good time and always has just a wealth of analytic information to present.
Cool.
Yep, that's our final webinar of the year. So be sure to sign up. I think we're going. I'm already starting to book for January and February.
Okay, we have more. So save
no
the tears.
Well, if you've missed any of them this year, we've got an entire library of on-demand videos out in our resource center. You can go through and you can watch. There's a wealth of information out there to go through.
Except for the Marketing Sherpa ones.
Except for the Marketing Sherpa, we weren't allowed to record that one. It was part of the deal there, but.
But every other one is out there.
Yep.
That's almost a marketing MBA program.
It really is.
Just our webinar series this year.
Throw a couple tests in there, a couple Scantrons, and you'll be good to go.
Somebody hand us a thesis.
I still have it from EMD.
$27,000 a year, and we're good to go.
That's great. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Megan's white paper will be out tomorrow, the 13th of November. Friday the 13th?
Yes, right. Ooh. I know a couple getting married. They're crazy.
On the Friday the 13th?
Friday the yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
All right,
all right. With that,
you know you want to do your Darth Vader impression too while you're at it. Get it all out of the way.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us here today, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye. Take care.